So here we go. I found the audio from TalkSport, the spoof wind-up call, the spoof prank to Michael Winner. Let's have a little listen.
10:89 and 10:53 a.m. TalkSport.
But you said he was going to be here.
No, he promised he would. He will be there. He'll be there. I mean, you know, I sorted it all out with him earlier. He won't let me down, I promise you.
Come on.
This is Michael
Winner.
Oh, my God. Calm down, dear. I'm not here.
Calm down. You promised.
Can you leave a message?
No. Listen to his voice. He's very old, isn't he?
When you've left your message, just hang up. Or for more options, press 1 at any.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Michael. It's Michael Winner. It's Matthew Norman here at TalkSport.
I think you should interview him.
What,
on his answer phone?
Yeah, just interview him.
Don't be silly.
Oh, it's really?
Yeah, give it a go.
All right, well, listen, Michael, it's your 73rd birthday, many happy returns, you're not that young, but we wanted to talk to you about causing offence in the light of recent events, because there's no one in the country... Shut up. There's no one in the country who's caused more offence for longer than you. So, we're going to do this interview now. Michael Winner, what is it like to cause offence and to have to make regular apologies?
Michael, he's spat in your food!
Oh, for God's sake, shut up. Abort the call.
He's spat in your food!
Stop the call.
Oh, my God, what have we just done?
Yeah, you know what he's like. He'll have the station shut by Monday.
I think we should call him back and apologise.
Well, listen, would you promise you'll shut up
this
time?
Yeah.
All right, just leave it to me, okay?
Okay.
I know how to handle him.
So you're going to tell him you didn't spit in his food?
Yeah,
okay,
and
fine.
You won't contradict me, will you?
No.
No, seriously, I'm kidding. Oh, God.
Was he angry about
Michael
that?
Winner. Calm down, dear. I'm not here. But you can leave a message. Now, please.
When you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
Michael, you daft old goat, it's Matthew again. Listen, I'm really sorry about that. That was my producer, Sean, mucking around. Not funny, very childish, not remotely funny. I did not gob in your food.
You did gob in his food.
All right, I'll come clean with you. That place in Oxford you went to, you hated. Do you remember about a month ago? I was there a week before you reviewing it for The Guardian.
Yeah.
They said you were coming in. I slipped the chef a few quid. And he didn't gob in your food, but he did sneeze in it. So you know that nasty bout of bronchitis?
You old fool.
No, shut up. No, don't.
Hang up. Oh my God, we've done it again!
All right, one more, okay?
Okay, but listen, let's not make the same mistake
right,
we made.
I apologise.
You're going to sing to him, okay?
Right, I'll sing.
I want you to make a song up.
All right.
And I'll do the bass line.
All right. But listen, leave it to me this time.
Okay. Don't you think he sounds a bit like Zippy from Rainbow?
Listen.
This is Michael Winner.
Yes.
Calm down, dear. I'm not here. But you can leave a message.
What would Geoffrey say?
When you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
Michael, it's Matthew again.
Listen,
I'm really, really sorry.
Happy
birthday, and I'm going to sing you a little apology song here, okay? Right, 1, 2, 3. The winner ate it all.
Boom, 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 boom.
He's such a greedy fool.
Boom, we're sorry.
He hasn't felt so good.
Boom, 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 boom.
'Cause the chef sneezed in his food.
Michael Winner, we're so sorry.
So there we go. I better stop that because of music rights and all that, because we were going into a little bit of music there, but I think that counts as a bit of fair usage. And just to clarify, as I say, that actually did have Michael Winner's full permission. It was supposed to be slightly ironic in light of the news of the Saxgate affair, and I think it was the same night that Leslie Alexander stepped down from Radio 2. But there we go. There you have it. That was one of the memories I spoke about of Michael Winner, and he's a really good sport about the whole thing. So you could throw a world-class drop. You could be the loveliest man too.